All right, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, out here taking a walk in a beautiful forest, and I've got the Ranger Gear shovel with me today. The Ranger Gear shovel, I'm going to demonstrate how you can start a fire with this shovel, just using the tools that are inside the shovel. This is available at rangergear.com. It's got a sharp edge here, and it's got a wood saw edge here, and every section of the shovel unscrews and brings out a different tool that you can use for starting a fire or other things. Notice the paracord here on the end. If I unscrew this end, I end up with a fire starting device right here and a whistle. Also, you can unscrew this piece and there's a whistle inside. And when I unscrew these different segments, each section has a different tool. And one of the tools, well, the tool that I'm looking for right now is the knife. And there it is. So this is what I'm going to use for the fire starting device. And this has a sharp edge on it here. And it has a saw edge on it here. And using these tools and nothing more than what I find in nature, I'm going to start a fire here and show you how it's done. So one of the things you're looking for out here is fuel. And if you look around, there's fuel everywhere. I mean, right here. You see this right here? This is fuel. In fact, I'm going to gather this up and use some of this. This looks highly flammable to me right here. We can start a fire with this and this. No problem. I'm going to show you how it's done. And you can find fuel in almost any forest anywhere. By the way, it's a cold day. It's slightly windy. You can see the breeze moving the grass. And it's also somewhat wet. You can see a lot of water over there in the creek area. It's muddy. It's wet. Even though it's wet, you can still start a fire. So that's what I'm going to show you how to accomplish. To do that, I like to pick a couple of logs like these two that have a gap in the center, because air will come underneath this and it will fuel the fire. And then I like to make a fire bundle or a fuel bundle. I just take my fuel and I make kind of like a bird's nest out of it. I'm going to gather some more fuel. And if you look around, there's fuel everywhere. I mean, look at this stuff. This is all fuel. There's more fuel. All this bark, of course, is going to be useful for once the fire gets going, so I'm going to set the bark nearby. I'm going to pile up more of the grass. And let's just cruise around here and find some more fuel that we can use in our fire. And all this stuff, this grass has been dried by the air and the sun. Very good, very flammable. This whole thing right here looks like it's just begging to burn. So what you can do is just reach in here, grab a bunch of this, see that? And you can just fold it. You can make some high density fuel just like that. So let me put that at our fire spot. So notice I'm not using any tools other than the Ranger Gear shovel. And this piece right here is going to be a nice burn once we get it going. So if you're walking around a forest and you're looking for the best fuel to really start a fire from a magnesium fire starter, I mean, look around here. What kind of fuel do you see that can burst into flame from a small spark? When I look around, I mean, obviously these logs are too large to do that. You might be able to use grass like this, but it feels pretty wet. The soil's still wet, so chances are that grass is wet. But take a look right over there. To me, this looks like fuel. These fuzzies right here, they look like they have very high surface area, and that if you get a spark on them, they're going to burst into flame, especially if you get them dry. So that's my goal here. I'm going to run around here and I'm just going to gather a lot of these. can kind of make a bouquet like this and fold all that together and use that as the fire starting, the primary fuel to get things going. So all I've done here is I've created kind of a bowl with this material, which I've never used before, but looks like it wants to burn. So let's try it. All you gotta do is just start scraping off material from your magnesium stick. The point of this is to create magnesium shavings that are going to ignite once you strike the magnesium fire starter. So you're building up here kind of an inventory of magnesium shavings that are going to help this thing ignite. All right, once I feel like I have enough, I'm going to actually spark it. Blowing on it, giving it some more fuel. I'm trying not to burn my recording equipment. So now, obviously, I'm just going to give it more fuel, and we are on our way to being roasted here. Obviously, at that point, you would put in your bark. You would start to put in your larger twigs, what have you. And now we're off and running. So that's how you start a fire with the Ranger Gear shovel, fire starting magnesium device. And the knife that comes in it. See? Really works.